弟兄姊妹们，请把圣经翻到哥罗西书。
Brothers, sisters, please turn to the book of Colossians.
我们今天要把哥罗西书完全的看过。
We will go through the book Colossians today.
但是我们所有的时间非常有限。
But we only have very limited time.
所以我们圣经就不完全念过。
Therefore, we will not read through the scriptures.
但是我们要把整个哥罗西的信息来做一个完全的交通。
But we will fellowship completely through the book of Colossians.
所以虽然我们只念圣经的其中的一段。
Therefore, although we only read a place of scripture from the Bible,
但是我们交通的那个内容是包括剩下的全部哥罗西书。
But our content of sharing is the rest of the book of Colossians.
我们先来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's start from chapter 3 of book of Colossians.
从18节开始。
Start from verse 18.
这里读一两节。
We'll read one or two verses.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
接下去就是说到做儿女的怎样活在父母的面前。
And continue to talk about how children live before their parents.
然后又告诉做父母的该如何来对待自己的儿女。
And then tells how parents to treat their children.
然后就用了好长的一段话来说到仆人和主人的事情。
Then he used a very long passage to talk about the relationship between masters and servants.
这段话我们要念一念。
Here we'll read those places.
22节。
Verse 22.
你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因你们知道从主那里必得基督为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men.Knowing that of the Lord you should receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.
然后我们接上第四章。
Then we'll continue to chapter 4.
你们做主人的要公公平平地待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被求索，叫我按着所该说的话将这奥秘发明出来。
Continue in prayers and watch in the same with thanksgiving, without praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond.
然后第七节。
Verse 7.
有我亲爱的弟兄推基古，要将我一切的事都告诉你们，他是忠心的执事。和我一同做主的仆人。
All my special Tychius declare unto you, which is beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
底下就提到好几个弟兄们的事情。
Then as it follows, it mentions several brothers.
然后我们看看十一节。
Then we will look at verse 11.
耶稣又称为犹士都, 也问你们安, 奉格里的人中, 只有这三个人, 是为神的国, 与我一同做工的, 也是叫我心里得安慰的。 有你们哪里的人做基督耶稣仆人的, 以巴弗问你们安, 他在祷告之间, 常为你们竭力祈求, 愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全, 信心充足, 能站立得稳。
And Jesus, which is called Justus, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
15节,
Verse 15.
请问老底家的弟兄和宁法并他家里的教会安, 你们念了这书信, 便交给老底家的教会, 叫他们也念, 你们也要念从老底家来的书信, 要对亚基布说, 务要谨慎, 尽你从主所受的职分。
Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Lymphas, and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it.
我们感谢主，圣经就暂时读这么一点。
We thank the Lord, we will read the scriptures up here for now.
谢谢主给我们的恩典, 在这几天的里头, 和好些弟兄姊妹们一同交通了哥罗西书上头的一些信息。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we have shared with brothers and sisters during those past several days we share upon the message of the book of Colossians.
因为一年多前, 我曾经在这里和弟兄姊妹们交通到, 第一章和第二章,
because about a year ago I will share about chapter 1 and 2 here with the brothers and sisters.
时间上的不许可, 所以只能交通那两章,
due to the limited of time, so we could only share on those two chapters.
没想到隔了一年多, 我还有机会在这里, 我就想起, 把哥罗西书的整个的信息, 来做一个完整的交通。
After 1 year, I still have the chance to be here. Therefore, I would like to complete the message of Book of Colossians.
过去的两天, 我们的聚会不是全体弟兄姊妹们都有时间出席。
In the past 2 days, not all of the brothers and sisters here were able to attend.
我就简单地提一下。
So, I would like to simply mention.
一面对 参加的弟兄姊妹们做一个温习,
on the one hand for those who attend as a review,
对没有在其中的弟兄姊妹们也开一个头, 知道我们怎么交通到今天的, 我们所交通的话,
and also for those brothers and sisters who are not with us, so we can let you know how we came up to our message today.
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
当神的工作在地上开展的时候,
when God has started his work on earth,
撒旦的工作也是同样在那里与神来作对的。
So was also Satan work against God.
所以从很早期的时候, 我说的是, 教会的历史最早期的时候,
therefore, starting from the earliest church history,
我们已经看见撒旦用着各种各样的方法来骚扰教会。
We have seen Satan disturb church using all kinds of methods.
特别是在真道上面要改变神的话语。
Especially try to change God's words in the word of truth.
去吸引人的心要脱离神自己的定义。
To draw man's heart to deliver from God's own will.
所以关乎真道的这一方面的事情有许许多多的骚扰。
Therefore, there were a lot of disturbance regarding the word of truth.
当年的俄哥罗西教会就很清楚地面对着这样的骚扰。
Back then, the church at Colossae clearly met this kind of disturbance.
一方面是宗教上的律法所留的影响。
On one hand, it was the religious law which influenced them.
那是从旧约那个犹太教里边所带进来的。
That was being brought in by the Judaism in the Old Testament.
另一方面是因为人的哲学的思想的那个发展带出来的一些道理。
On the other hand, was the all the theories brought in by the people's philosophy.
告诉人说到神的面前去有许多方法的，其中有一种就是人你做得好，你就可以到神那里。
And to tell men that there are many ways to go before God, and one of the ways is that if you do well, then you can go to God.
他们是忘记了一个很基本的问题，一个从罪人的身上怎么样能拿出好人。
And they actually forgot a very basic issue is that how could a sinner brought out something good?
但是在道理上面，很能叫人感觉有一点的佩服。
But in such doctrine that it can make people feel it's good.
所以对教会的影响蛮厉害。
Therefore, there were great influence to a church.
所以神就借着圣灵感动保罗，写下了哥罗西书。对付当时的那一种情形。
Therefore, God through the Holy Spirit has touched Paul to write the book of Colossians in order to deal with the condition back then.
让教会非常明确的是知道，在神的定义里头，只有神的儿子是唯一通到神面前去的路。
But it is very clear that only through God's Son, that is the only way to go before God.
也是神的旨意能成就在人的身上的唯一的路。
And that is the only way for God's will to be accomplished on man.
为什么神的儿子是那唯一的路呢？
Why is that God's Son is the only way?
神就很清楚地告诉神的儿女们说，因为神的儿子是万有的起头。
And God very clearly told God's children that because God's Son is the origin of everything.
他是创造的主。
He is the Lord who creates.
是眼见的一切的事物都是从我们的主的 手中的工作来开始的。
All of the visible things all have been started from the work of our Lord.
另一方面，他又让人看见神不但是神的儿子不但是创造的主。
On the other hand, he also let us see that God's Son is not only the Lord who creates.
他也是赐生命的主。
And he's also the Lord that gives life.
因为他本身就是生命。
Because himself is life.
借着神儿子的救赎的工作，他给人一个挽回的恩典。
Through the redemption work of God's Son, he gives people a grace for returning.
不单是挽回人的那个地位，
not returning from the man's position，
并且把神儿子的生命也赏赐给到他面前来的人，让他们在性质的上面也得着挽回。
But also gives the life of God unto those who come before him， and also so the nature of their life can be restored。
因此在十字架的救恩显明出来的时候，就让承受恩典的人看到神的安排是何等的完备。
Therefore, when the salvation of the work of cross being manifested, then man can see how complete is God's will.
神不但是救人脱离那个罪和死的那个结局。
God does not only deliver man from the result of death and sins.
他同时是把人恢复到神起初造人的目的。
At the same time, it restores people to the original purpose of God.
让人成为神自己荣耀的彰显和他的权柄的之行。
So that man become the manifestation of God's glory and also the execution of his authority.
因此我们就看见十字架的救恩在我们身上所成全的呢，不但是叫我们得生命。
Therefore, we see that the salvation of the cross, which accomplished on us, does not just let us to receive life.
并且是叫我们与神的儿子有完全的联合。
But enable us to have a complete union with God's Son.
所以十字架的救恩在我们身上所显明的那一个实际呢
？So therefore, the reality of the salvation of Christ that manifests on us.
一面是叫我们与基督同死，来解决罪的问题。
On the one hand, let us die together with Christ to resolve the problem of sin.
一面是叫我们与基督复活，接受生命的丰富。
On the other hand, we also raise together with Christ to receive the riches of life.
啊，这是第一章和第二章里头的那个中心的内容。
And that's the focal theme of chapter 1 and 2.
那我们这次的交通呢，是从第三章开始。
And our fellowship this time starts from chapter 3.
第三章的开始呢，是基于那一个与基督一同复活的这一个事实来引出来的。
And the beginning of chapter 3 is the result from how we are raised together with Christ.
因为神既然叫我们与基督一同复活。
Because if God let us be raised together with Christ,
叫我们得着基督的生命做我们的生命。
And let us receive the life of Christ to be our life.
让神自己的奥秘借着基督可以做成在我们的身上。
Let the mystery of God through Christ can accomplish on us.
那这个神的奥秘是什么呢？
So what is the mystery of God?
这个我们与基督联合的那个事实又是怎么呢？
And what is the reality that we are united with Christ?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第三章一开始就指出一个非常宝贵的事实。
Starting from the beginning of chapter 3, it points out a very precious fact.
我们与基督一同复活过来的人。
For us who raised together with Christ.
神是把我们摆在基督的里面。
God has put us in Christ.
而基督现在是神，这是在神的面前。
And now Christ is before God.
与神一同坐在宝座上。
Sitting together with God on the throne.
而我们这些与基督一同复活的人呢？
So how about us who raise together with Christ?
以接受基督在神面前所得着的来作为他们的恩典。
And also receive what Christ has received become our grace.
那这既然基督已经在父神那里。
And since Christ is already with our
Heavenly Father, 而我们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
And our life is hid together with Christ.
所以主的话就很清楚地告诉我们。
Therefore, Lord's word clearly told us.
我们的指望是在上面。
Our hope is in
above. 因为我们所有的指望都是在基督里。
Because all of our hope is in Christ.
基督既然是在父神那里。
Since Christ is with the God the Father.
我们的前途就在哪里？
Therefore, it's our.
我们的前途不是在地上。
Our future is not on earth.
我们不是前途不是在地上等候那个最后的日子的来临。
Our future is not to be on earth to wait till the end time.
因为这一点，我想弟兄姊妹都能很清楚的。
I think brothers and sisters should be very clear about.
如果你只有地上的指望的话。
If your hope is only on earth,
那么你的尽头就是一座坟墓。
Then your end is only a tomb.
这个不是前途。
This is not our future.
这个是一个忧伤。
This is a very grievous thing.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank and praise our God.
他叫我们与基督一同藏在神里面。
He has let us hid together in Christ.
因此我们的前途是在天上。
Therefore our future is in heaven.
我们的前途是在神，是在神的自己。
Our future is in God Himself.
所以主的话就提醒我们。
So Lord's words has
reminded us. 如果我们真的是与基督一同复活的。
If truly we are risen together with Christ.
我们这个人一定发生改变。
So there must be something changing.
这个改变是从我们里面开始。
And this change goes from our inward.
这个改变不是只是一种生活上的动作上面的变化。
This is not only a change in our daily life.
而是我们整个的生命发生变化。
But it's our entire life has been changed.
我们的倾向，我们的爱好，我们的感情，我们的心思都起了变化。
our intentions, our like or dislikes, our emotions, our wills are being changed.
这一个变化是把我们的心思和意念都带到上面的事。
And this change will bring our mind and thoughts to above.
因为在神的救赎的恩典的里头,
because in God's salvation,
从利益方面去注意的话,
if we pay attention from
this perspective, 你非常清楚地看到救恩是除了我们所熟悉的救我们不至灭亡反得永生以外,
the salvation besides what we are familiar about, which is do not perish but receive eternal life.
我们从另一方面来注意的话, 你就看到救恩是把我们拯救脱离那个旧造的关系和实际。
If we pay attention from different perspectives, then you see that salvation is to deliver us from the old creation and its relationship.
所谓旧造, 我们简单的来说, 就是脱离一些在亚当里头本来有的东西。
To simply speaking, old creation means help us to be delivered from all the Adamic life.
因为亚当是头一个创造。
Because Adam was the first created.
对人来说是头一个创造。
To man, it was the first created.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
救恩是叫我们脱离亚当和亚当的一切。
Salvation is to help us to be delivered from Adam and everything.
把我们牵进基督耶稣里。
And bring us into Christ Jesus.
所以根据那个旧造的事实, 那我们在基督耶稣里的这一方面呢, 神就给我们碰到一个叫做新造的问题。
So according to the fact of the old creation, then in Jesus Christ, then God let us meet this new created being.
这个新造就是新的创造。
The new creation is the newly created.
那个结果就是人在基督里。
And the result is that man is in Christ.
正因着这样的一个事实的变化,
because of this change of reality,
那我们整个的指望就产生了不同的结果。
Then our entire hope has been resulted differently.
从前我们在旧造里, 你看到亚当的结局是怎样, 我们就是怎样。
When we were in the old creation, when you see how the result was with Adam, so was ours.
但是如今在新造的里面呢?
So how about in the new creation now?
我们看到一件事实, 那个作为我们的头的神的儿子耶稣基督呢?
We do see a fact that the head, who is our Lord Jesus Christ,
他如今是在荣耀里。
Now he's in glory.
他如今是在天上,
and now he's in heaven.
等到有一天神又用着他叫他的荣耀充满万有。
When one day God uses him to let his glory fill all.
因此当我们的主他的荣耀充满万有的时候,
therefore when our Lord's glory fills all,
我们在他里面的人也就一同去承受他所得的荣耀。
So for us in him, then we together receive all the glory he receives.
弟兄姊妹们,这个让我们看见,这是新造的故事。
For the sisters, we see this is a story of the new creation.
也是说在基督里的人的故事。
And also the story for those who are in Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们是已经站在新造的地位上。
Because we have already stand in the position of being newly created.
也是许许多多旧造的事物。 就在我们身上慢慢的停止或者是改变。
Therefore, many things about old creation have stopped on us or been changed.
为了叫我们可以彰显基督的荣耀。
So that we can manifest the glory of Christ.
但是就着我们原有的天然,
but according to our own nature,
我们很不容易走上这一步。
It is very difficult for us to walk on this.
因为我们实在太依恋我们在旧造里头有好些的事物。
Because we still have the desire of what's in the old creation.
在旧造里头的东西有些我们都觉得是蛮讨厌的。
Oh, there are many things in the old creation that we dislike.
我们也甘心乐意把它丢弃。
And we are willingly to put them away.
如果有可能的话, 我们会这样做的。
If possible, then we would like to do that.
但是那个问题就出在这里。
But the problem is,
你喜欢也好, 你不喜欢也好, 你要脱离, 你没有办法脱离。
Whether you like it or you dislike it, it's hard for you to put it off.
那这样我们怎么能活在新造里呢？
So therefore, how are we able to live in the new creation?
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
就因着他做了我们的生命。
Because he becomes our life.
他在我们里面就起了功用。
And he starts to work, to be operative in us.
他管理着我们的拣选。
He has been in rule of what we choose.
他引领我们一直是向着神那一方面去。
And he guides us to walk toward God.
啊，从另一方面来说，他又叫我们能脱离那个旧的那个倾向。
On the other hand, he also enables us to be delivered from the old intentions.
虽然我们好些时候是不甘心脱离旧的倾向。
Although most of the time we are not willingly to be delivered from the old creation.
但是主的生命在那里，给我们知道我们所站的地位是对或是不对。
But the life of the Lord enables us to see where we stand is right or not.
让我们明白什么是神的喜悦和什么是不是神的喜悦。
Thus, to understand what God likes or dislikes.
这就是我们昨天整天所特别提到的那一个要让基督的平安在我们里面做主的那一个事实。
And that was what we have mentioned yesterday about to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
这个是基督的生命在我们里面不住的起一个指导的作用和一个供应的那一个扶持。
That is the life of Christ in us continuously to function as teaching or supporting.
叫我们能脱离那个旧造而进到那个新造的实际里。
So we can be delivered from the old creation and enter into a reality of the new creation.
我们不甘心脱离的事物，有一天我们就很自然的就把它推开了。
For those things we are very unwillingly to be delivered, but one day very naturally we push them away.
我们不甘心接受的那些事物，有一天我们就毫无保留的就把它接过来了。
For all those things we are unwillingly to accept, but one day without holding anything back, we just accept them.
为什么我会有这样的改变？
Why is it that we have such change?
基本上来说就是我们里面的生命改变了。
To basically, it's because that our inner life has been changed.
我们那个生活的基，那个推动的那个基础改变了。
The foundation of the motivation in our lives have been changed.
以前我们生活推动的基础是亚当的所有的。
Back then, our motivation in life is what comes from Adam.
如今我们的生活上面的那种渴慕或是说拣选，是基督的生命所显明的。
Today, what we choose or what we desire in life is being manifested by the life of Christ.
我们每一个人都是这样按照新的生命来活在神的面前。
Each of us, according to this new life, live before God.
而神把我们带进新造的里头呢，有一个目的。
And there's a purpose for God bring us into the new creation.
非常明显的目的。
A very obvious purpose.
他不是叫我们只是做一个别人称我们是，哎，这个是属灵人。
He does not only want us to become someone being called that other people can call us. This is spiritual man.
这个不是神的目的。
That is not God's purpose.
神的目的是什么呢？
So what is God's purpose?
是借着基督做生命的这一件事情。
Is through that Christ being our life.
把我们带进一个新的属灵的团体里。
And bring us into a newly created corporate group.
所以我们很清楚地看到。
Therefore, clearly,
你不是格罗西书的信息在里边，一提到基督做生命的时候，就把那个基督做生命的结果给我们点明。
Whenever in the message of Book Colossians mentions about Christ being our life, it clearly shows us the result.
那结果是什么呢？
So what is the result?
那是要叫我们成为一个身体。
That is that we can become one body.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到第三章的十五节的时候。
Therefore, if you see chapter 3, verse 15.
你很清楚地看到主的话在那里指出这一个事实。
You can clearly see Lord's words pointing out this fact.
因为你们蒙召。
For which you are called.
是为着要成为 一个身体。
Is to be become one body.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
所以我们的主就领着我们在进入身体的里头有学习了。
Therefore, our Lord guides us to learn as we enter into this body.
那些具体的学习我就不再重复了。
I will not mention about the details about learning.
我们就特别指要不能不指出的就是。
But we cannot but point out.
要进入一个身体的时候。
As we enter into this body.
第一，我们必须要清楚认识我们自己的身份。
First, we have to clearly understand our own position.
我们是在新造里的。
We are in the new creation.
其次，我们必须要认定一个准确的事实。
And also, we have to set our mind on this fact.
那是我们就归到主的权柄的底下。
That is, we are under the authority of the Lord.
我们的一切是根据主。
Everything of us is according to the Lord.
我们所有的动作是在那里高举主。
All of our actions is to exalt our Lord.
我们所有的爱慕的内容是认识并经历主。
All of our desire is to know and experience the Lord.
但当我们的一切都向着主的时候，
So when everything of us is toward the Lord,
我们就很自然的能脱离就在旧造里边很重视的个人的那一种爱和恨。
So very naturally we're able to be delivered from what we emphasize in the old creation, what we love or what we hate.
就不再用自己的心思来去寻求神所要做的事。
And we no longer use our own mind to seek what God would like to do.
而是毫无保留地转过来，学习做一个寻求神旨意的人。
But without holding anything back, we turn back to learn to be someone who seeks God's will.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如果我们把主给我们那个学习，刚才我们所提到的，不留在哥罗西，而转到以弗所书的话，
If we put this learning does not only stay in the book of Colossians but turn to the book of Ephesians,
我们更清楚地看到那里头提到一些事情。
And then we clearly see it mentions something in there.
在以弗所书那里提到基督的身体那个具体的建造的时候，
As in the book of Ephesians, it talks a very practical establishment of being body.
立刻给人接触的就是一个顺服主的问题。
Then immediately we touch upon the whether we obey the Lord.
但是你回到哥罗西书来的时候呢？
But as we turn to the book of Colossians,
你也同样的看到这样的一件事情。
And you also see the same thing.
主又把我们带，就主也是把我们带到那个顺服主的问题。
And Lord again bring us to the question of obeying the Lord.
我们觉得很有意思的一件事。
We think it's very interesting that.
主既然说出我们蒙召乃是为了归为一个身体。
Since the Lord said that we are called to be in one body.
那你怎么归为一个身体呢？
So how can we become one body?
我们刚才已经特别提了。
We have already mentioned.
很重要的那个事实。
A very important fact.
乃是你必须承认谁是主。
Is that you have to confess who is the Lord.
当你碰到谁是主的那问题的时候，
When you touch upon the issue of who is the Lord,
立刻在我们身上所发生的那个要求呢，乃是你顺服不顺服他。
Immediately the requirement on us is that whether we obey him or
not. 那当我们到一个拣选主的那个问题，
And it comes to the issue that we have to choose the Lord.
是拣选主呢，还是不拣选主？
To choose the Lord or not.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一碰到这个拣选主的问题的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as soon as we touch the
issue about choosing the Lord, 你很清楚地看到这个问题不是为了建造身体而有的。
You can clearly see that this question is not just for building a body.
这是人在神的面前一个历史性的那个大问题。
This has been a very great historical issue that man before God.
怎么是历史性呢？
Why is it historical?
因为这个事情的起头是在伊甸园。
Because for this, it began from the Garden of Eden.
而神把人 起初我们的祖宗放在那里让他们去学的就是学这个功课。
God has put our forefathers there just to let them learn this lesson.
你要拣选神呢还是不拣选神？
Do you want to choose God or not?
我们从伊甸园开始。
Starting from Garden of Eden.
你一直看到人在神面前的那个上去下来上去下来就是围绕着这样的一个东西。
You have seen all the up and downs of human beings. It's all centered upon this point.
什么时候我们拣选神？
Whenever we choose God.
我们整个属灵的情况就提起来了。
Then our spiritual condition becomes being uplifted.
什么时候我们拒绝拣选神？
Whenever we reject to choose God.
我们这个光景就往下去了。
And our condition falls.
那因此我们就看到一件事情。
Therefore we see one thing.
神说我们的被造乃是为着那一个身体。
God says that as we are being created is for that body.
那这个身体对被造的那一个标准是在哪里呢？
So what is the standard for this body being created?
我们成为一个身体的那个根据是在哪里呢？
And what is the source, the base for us to become one body?
历史性的一个人当中的难处就是把工作的范围和工作的层级来作为我们是不是神所祝福的。
The problem occurring in history is that it contributes the work and also the award of work to whether we are being blessed by God or not.
我没有意思说我们不需要去注意工作的范围和工作的那个层级。
I'm not saying that we don't need to pay attention to the boundary of our work or the result of our work.
我要特别强调的是
I would like to emphasize
比工作的范围和层级更重要的那一个点乃是基督的权柄能否自由地运行在神儿女们的中间。
What is more important about God, than the work boundary and also the result of work is that whether the authority of Christ is able to work among his children.
如果主的权柄在神的儿女们当中不能自由运行的，
If Lord's authority cannot move freely among God's children.
那旧约以色列的历史就给我们一个非常明显的这境。
Then the Israelites' history in the Old Testament gives a very clear warning.
你工作的范围越大，你得罪神的事情越厉害。
The greater is your boundary of your work, then the more you sin against God.
你工作的成绩越在人眼中觉得非常可羡慕，那个结果就是站在神的对立面更明显。
The greater result for your work to be desired by man, then therefore you become more against God.
但弟兄姊妹，你读何西阿书的时候，你会看到一个很严肃的事实。
And brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Hosea, then you see a very serious fact.
那里有几句话。
There are several verses.
他说，祭祀增多了，那个人都在神面前罪就累积的更多。
It says whenever there are more sacrifices and there are more sin before God.
啊，又说到以色列人因为增加祭坛而取罪。
And the Israelites increase their altars and therefore they increase sins.
这在我们的心思里头，我们很难接受这个说法的。
This is very hard for us to accept this saying.
祭司增多不是很好吗？
Isn't that better to increase of sacrifices?
侍奉神的人的人数增多，那不是一件好事吗？
Isn't it better for more people to serve God?
祭坛增多不是一件可值得炫目的事吗？
Isn't it something to be desired?
显出人家到处都在那里寻求神，不是好事吗？
It shows that more people try to seek God, isn't that something good?
为什么神能说出那个祭司增多？那个以色列人犯的罪就增加呢？
Why does God say that more sacrifices than more Israel than more sin of the Israel?
为什么以色列的祭坛增加就自己取罪呢？
Then why is it that more of the altars than they take the sin upon themselves?
显然我们就看到一个事实。
Obviously, we see the fact.
所增加的祭祀不是侍奉神。
The increases of sacrifices.
所增加的祭坛不是侍奉神。
And also the increase of altars.
就碰到内容的问题了。
It has to do with the content.
工作可以很多。
There can be many words.
如果内容不对的话,
but if the content is not correct,
越多的工作, 越在神的面前拦阻神旨意的自由的运行,
the more work, the more will hinder God's will to be freely work among us.
那这就指出了刚才我们所特别提的, 为什么当神要在教会里面做工的时候, 就领着我们首先去注意的是谁做主的问题。
And that brings us back to the point where we mentioned, why is it that when God works in church, it has lead us back to know that who is the Lord?
那为什么主带着我们去学习的时候, 是让我们去说, 从 让基督的平安在我们里面做主来做起头。
So why is that when we start to learn that we should start with let the peace of Christ rule in your heart?
一个最根本的问题就是,
and the basic question is,
让我们属神的人去认识谁是我们的主。
Let us who belong to God to know that who is our Lord.
所以我们在以弗所书刚才我提到, 他就提到人中间并且彼此的关生活上的关系。
So as I mentioned in the book of Ephesians, it talks about different relationships between men.
丈夫和妻子了,
husband and wife.
父母和儿女了,
parents and children.
主人和仆人了,
master and servant.
那么现在来到哥罗西说的时候呢,
and as we come to book of
Ephesians, 又是这样提到这个, 在人中间生活的那个关系的问题。
And same thing mentioned about the relationship between men.
又是夫妻, 父母, 主仆。
Also again, husbands, wives, parents, children, and master and servant.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你要把这两个地方来比较的话,
but brothers and sisters, if you compare those two,
你看到一个共同的方向,
then you will see the same direction.
就是让我们学习服权柄的问题。
And that is to let us to learn to be subject under authority.
服谁的权柄呢?
To subject under whose authority?
好像叫做妻子的是, 你要服丈夫的权柄。
For wives, submit unto your husband.
好像叫儿子, 儿女去服父母的权柄。
And children to obey your parents' authority.
好像叫仆人要服主人的权柄。
And for servants to obey the authority of masters.
弟兄姊妹你看到, 这个是一个比方的说法。
Brothers and sisters, those are only examples.
但是不是一个具体的要求。
But not a concrete requirement.
那个具体的要求是什么呢?
So why is the exact requirement?
是透过我们这很具体的实际的人和人中间的关系，你去认识权柄。
It's through those very practical issues and the relationships between men to understand about our relationship with God. So why is the authority?
是丈夫吗?
Is it the husband?
是父母吗?
The parents?
你细心地读进去。
But if you read in detail,
你发觉如果你这样干的话呢, 就看歪了。
If you just read it this way, then it's not right.
当然我们透过这个关系里头有学习。
Of course, we learn through those relationships.
但是那个学习是根据什么呢?
But what's the learning based on?
是根据神的安排。
Based on the plan of God.
你必须深入去问一个问题。
You have to go in depth to ask questions.
为什么他是我的丈夫?
Why is he my husband?
为什么他是我的父母?
Why are they my parents?
因为你必须从这个关系里头看到神的安排。
You have to see God's arrangement through those
relationships. 这里面有一个神的安排。
In there, there's God's arrangement.
你站在那个地位上面。
And as you stand in the position,
你就在那个地位上面学习顺服神。
Then in that position, you learn to obey God.
不是叫我们是毫无保留的顺服人。 虽然是,
Not for us to without holding anything back to obey man.
我举一个例子。
Let me give an example.
有一个很有名的, 在美国带领年轻人的一个工作团体, 基督教的。
There is a very famous Christian organization which takes care of young people.
在基本上来说, 他们的工作, 也不能说是不好。
Basically, we cannot say their work is not good.
但是我不能不指出,
but we cannot but point out.
有一些的教导是越过圣经的教训。
Some of their teachings actually surpasses the teaching on the Bible.
我举一个具体的例子。
Let me give a very practical example.
他说到我们刚才所提的那些经文,
as they mentioned about the verses we just read.
你做儿女的, 你必须要服父母的权柄。
For children, you must under your parents' authority.
他就举一个例子。
Then they give one example.
我想这个例子你稍微有点心思的，你可以接受他那个原则，你不会接受他这个举例。
I think that you will accept their principle, but cannot accept their example.
他怎么说呢？
So what do they say?
他说你必须要顺服你的父母。
They say you must obey your parents.
因为这个是神的安排，感谢主，这是对的。
Because that is God's arrangement, thank the Lord, and that is true.
假如有一天，
if one day,
你父亲叫你去替他买毒品，
if your father asks you to buy drugs for him,
你是基督徒，
and you are a Christian,
你听不听你父亲这一个差遣？
Are you going to obey what your father said?
那个人就说，
then that person said,
你照着神的旨意的安排。
You should be according to God's arrangement.
父亲叫你做的事你就去做。
Do whatever your father tells you to do.
这个叫做顺服。
That is called obedience.
弟兄姊妹，我看没有一个人会服这个教导。
I think none of you will obey under this teaching.
但这个是个有名的人的教导。
But this is a teaching by someone famous.
你怎么去看呢？
So how would you look at this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们必须要注意一件事情。
We have to pay attention to one thing.
主教导我们透过人和人中间的那个关系。
Our Lord teaches us through the relationship between man.
一个很根本的事实乃是叫我们看见，这一切的安排是在基督里。
A very fundamental fact is for us to see that all of the arrangements are in Christ.
所以不单是那个基础是在基督里。
So not only the foundation is in Christ.
那个内容也必须是在基督里。
And the content should also be in Christ.
在基督里的事情不会叫你去犯罪的。
For all those things in Christ shall not ask you to sin.
不会叫你去做一些与神的性情相反的。
And will not ask you to do something that's against the nature of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹在学习顺服功课的时候。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, as we learn
this lesson, 我们必须看到这样的一件事。
We have to see this.
那现在来到哥罗西书的时候，
As we come to a book of Colossians,
那这一个点就比较显露的更明确了。
And it's more clearly pointing out this point.
我们是看到顺服的功课。
We do see the lesson of
obedience. 我们看到是顺服那个拣选谁做主的功课。
And we see this lesson about who we choose as our Lord.
但是你留意。
But pay attention.
在以弗所书里边呢，说到这样，在这个人和人中间的关系的那个学习呢。是放在夫妻的关系里面说了很多的话。
And in the book of Ephesians, as it talks about the learning between man's relationship, it focused on the husbands and wives.
说出姊妹怎么的学习让丈夫做头。
It says how sisters learn to let the husbands be the head.
但是同时是要求做丈夫的。你要知道怎么舍去你自己去爱你的妻子。
And also it asks how the husband should deny themselves to love their wives.
那按照人来说呢？
To man,
这两个事情可以完全不调和的。
Those two can never be mixed together.
只有你做，你承认我是头。
Only that you confess that I'm the head.
像我们聚会里头有个姊妹说这个话说得很有意思。
There's a sister in our meeting say something very interesting.
她说有什么办法呢？
She said, what else can I do?
他是头。
He's the head.
我是脖子。
I'm the neck.
头到那里我脖子就只好跟到哪里。
Wherever the head goes, the neck could also go.
弟兄姊妹你必须注意这个是个比方的教导。
Brothers, sisters, pay attention. This is only an example.
不是叫你真的是说他是头那我是脖子的话那我怎么常常要连到那个头上去。
It's not saying that he's the head, I'm the neck, so how can I always be...Connected to the head.
你听话也是脖子。
Whether you obey, you are the neck.
你不听话还是脖子。
If you do not obey, you are
still the neck. 所以这个是一个比方式的那个教导。
And that's only a teaching example.
要紧的那个是指出那个原则。
And the most important is to point out its principle.
那所以你看到在以弗所书里边就非常多的话来说明那个夫妻的那个关系。
So in the book of Ephesians, there are many verses talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
说得很清楚。
Because our Lord said clearly.
他说我是指着基督和教会说的。
He said that this is for the Christ and the church.
平时丁子你就很清楚看见，不是具体的说到在人中间的那种关系的那个细节。
Therefore, we see that it's not just talking about the details between man's relationships.
而是说出那个 很明显的那个原则,
but talks a very obvious principle.
你要认定主的这安排是这样,
you have to know that that's God's arrangement, therefore you accept it.
那为什么在以弗所书里面是夫妻呢?
So why is it in the book of Ephesians it's the husbands and wives?
因为以弗所书里面是基督是,
because in the book of Ephesians it's that church is the body of Christ.
让教会懂得怎么站在一个做妻子的地位上面来跟随基督。
So the church knows how to stand on the position as a wife to follow Christ.
但是来到哥罗西书的时候,
but when it comes to book of Colossians,
你看是说到同样的事情,
it talks about the same thing.
但是那个重点就不一样了,
but the focal point has been changed.
你看到这哥罗西书里头那个重点是什么?
Then what is the focal point book of Colossians?
夫妻的关系两三句话就说完了,
it only uses a few verses talk about husband and wife.
父母跟儿女的话也是保持原状,
and also so are the children and parents.
但是说到主仆的关系就说了很多的话,
but it used many words to talk about the relationship between servant and master.
更有意思的,
more interestingly,
说仆人的话只有两句,
it talk,
对不起, 说主人的话只有两句,
and only used two verses to talk about master.
说仆人的话就说了很多,
but many verses upon servant.
你说为什么这样说呢?
Why is it that?
原谅我说笑话,
so please forgive me, I will mention a joke.
如果你用无产阶级的那个理论来说，那就是资产家、资本家剥削那个无产阶级。
capital owner take advantage of 嗯, for the capital owner to take the advantage of those bond servants.
那这样是不是你看上去是不是这样呢?
So is that true?
你不能让你要听啊听啊听啊，你不要管。
So just listen.
你不听就不对了。
And if you don't listen or obey, it's not right.
但是一说到主人的时候呢,
but how about master?
两句话就讲完了。
Just two verses.
好像理由都在主人那里。
And it seems that all the masters have all the rights.
弟兄姊妹，如果你细心去读,
so brothers and sisters,
你会看到问题的,
then you will see the problem.
为什么主人的只有两句话呢?
Why are there only two verses mentioned masters?
你必须要看,
you have to see.
谁是主人?
Who are the masters?
不是人做主人。
Not men are the masters.
你留意最幕后的说到主人的时候呢幕后的那一句话,
you see the last verse as you mentioned
about the master.
Knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
你要看主人,
you have to see the master. You are not looking at master.
你要看那个在天上的主人,
you have to see this master in heaven.
明显把我们带到我们学习那个功课的时候那个重点是主怎么 来做管理,
it's very obviously we as we learn this lesson, the focal point is how our Lord is in control.
那为什么说仆人说的那么许多的要求呢?
So why are there so many requirements for servants?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是在神的光底下的话，我们就知道我们的本相在神面前不肯顺服神的。
Brothers, sisters, if we are under the light of God, we know that our own nature are disobedient to God.
所以主就在那里就说了很多的话,
therefore the Lord has mentioned many words. So we can pay attention.
如果真实的懂得做仆人,
if truly we know how to be servant,
我们的眼睛不是看眼见的那种光景,
our eyes do not just look at what we can see.
我们的眼睛我们所注意的呢, 仍然是我这个人, 如今所做的一切, 在主面前, 不是在主人面前，是在主面前有没有蒙纪念？
Oh, I should pay attention to whatever we do is whether it's being remembered by the Lord, not being remembered by masters.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你留意到读到神的话的时候，
so as we pay attention to God's
word, 你就看到神在我们身上那一个安排和引领。
Then you can see God's arrangement and guidance on us.
透过我们具体的那个实际的生活来学习做一个 真正认识主的权柄的人。
It's through all our practical livings in life to learn how we can be obedient and understand God's authority.
那为什么要学习这个功课呢？
So why should we learn this?
那我们回到昨天所交通。
So as we return,
因为我们蒙恩被召，乃是为了成为一个身体。
Because what we were being created for and being saved is to become one body.
我们昨天说了许多的话。
We have mentioned many yesterday.
说到如果我们人每一个都做主人的话。
It mentioned that if each one of us as the Lord.
凭什么我们能活在一个身体里？
So on what basis we can live in one body?
一个身体只能有一个头。
One body can only have one head.
弟兄姊妹，如果昨天晚上你在这里，你看你不会那么快忘记了。
Brothers, sisters, if you were here last night, you would not forget so easily.
我再多说一些话。
I would like to mention further.
如果一个人有几个头。
If one person have several heads.
我们在传说的里边说有的邪是两个头的。
We do have a saying that there's a snake have two heads.
但是是不是真的有了两个头的蛇呢？好像我们大概都没人见过吧。
But is it really that there's a kind of snake that have two heads? Most likely you haven't seen one.
如果真是你看到一个两个头的蛇，你就会想象它们怎么生活呢？
If you really see a snake with two heads, then you can imagine how can it live.
这个头看到这里有一个青蛙。
For one of the heads to see there's a frog on this side.
这个头看见这边呢有一个蚱虫。
And then for the other head to see there's a beetle on this side.
那这个头要吃这个蚱虫。
For this head to eat this beetle.
这个头要吃那个青蛙。
And that head would like to eat that frog.
为什么你看该怎么办呢？
So what can you do?
这个我们没见过。
We haven't seen this.
但是呢，连体婴我们见过。
But we have seen those babies with two.
虽然没有真见过，但是起码在新闻上你看到过。
Although maybe we haven't seen it, but we have seen it on the news.
你看他们好明明是两个人，但是却有两个不同的思想系统。
They are actually two people, but they have.They are actually two people, but they have two different kind of thoughts.
That's the system of...
System.
They have the two system of thoughts.
So you can see very clearly, it's very difficult for them to live.
抚养他们的人的处理生活也是非常的困难。
And so are those who take care of them.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道了。
Then brother, sister, you
一个身体里头不能有两个头。
For one body cannot have two heads.
只能有一个头。
Just can only have one head.
那谁做这个头呢？
So who is this head?
只有主自己做这个头。
Only the Lord himself be.
任何一个人代替主出头。
For anyone who replaced the Lord to be the head.
结果一定是搞得一塌糊涂。
And everything will be messed up.
当我们看到这样的一件事。
So as we see this,
你就看到我们的主安排我们在日常生活里边有不同的那个社会的关系。
Then you see how our Lord arranged all different kinds of social relationships among us.
那这个社会关系是只是为了我们生活吗？
Are all those social relationships just for our lives?
可以说有一部分是这样。
Maybe partially, yes.
对世界人来说完全是这样。
To those in the world, completely true.
但是对神的儿女们来说，那是一个学功课的副战场。
But for those God's children, those are the battleground for the us to learn lessons.
目的是要在我们日常生活里头，让我们去学习谁做主。
That the purpose is that in our daily lives we can learn who is the Lord.
让我们在这一个功课学到了以后，我们要进入那个一个身体的那个见证，我们有路走。
So after we can learn this lesson, then as we testify that there is only one body, we have the way to go.
因为我们都学会了一件事。
Because then we will learn one thing.
在属灵的事上，我们不是跟人走。
That we do not walk according to man in spiritual things.
我们是跟主走。
We follow the Lord.
什么时候我们跟人走？
whenever we follow man,
早晚出事,
something will be wrong.
弟兄姊妹你记得,
brothers and sisters, remember,
亚伯拉罕去迦南的时候,
when Abraham went to Canaan,
神的呼召是呼召了亚伯兰,
God called Abraham.
亚伯拉罕去,
true, Abraham went.
但是亚伯拉罕去的时候有一个人跟着他,
but when Abraham went, someone else followed him. Who else?
罗德,
Lot.
那弟兄姊妹你还在这里很清楚看到两个人,
so brothers and sisters, you see very clearly,
一个是跟主走的人,
one follow the Lord,
一个是跟人走的人,
and one follow man.
那结果产生什么结果呢?
So what was the result?
跟人走的人就给跟神走的人产生难处,
so the one who follow man gave difficulty to the one who follow God. The difficulties Lot created, not only back then,
直到今天, 弟兄姊妹,
but even today you can still see this difficulty hasn't passed by.
啊, 虽然今天你看这地上的约旦这个国家对以色列好像温和一点,
although it seems now Jordan seems to be in better relationship with Israel,
但是那个温和并没有改变,
but this kind of relationship never changes that it stands in the position of Muslim.
他有意无意的还是在那里挡住神在以色列身上要做的工,
whether intentionally or unintentionally, it still hinders the work of God that will be done on Israel. We thank and praise our God. As we look at the book of Colossians,
我们看到这个地方, 我们看到这个地方,
as we see this point,
我们就看到一件事情,
and we see one thing.
那当神把我们带在我们日常生活的那一个环境里边去学属灵的功课,
when God has brought us in our daily lives to learn a spiritual lesson,
就带出一个结果,
and it brought out one result.
什么结果呢?
Why is it?
我们看到第四章的时候你就看到了,
as we read that chapter 4, you will see.
因为第四章的头就是说主人的那两句话,
because it starts with the two verses talk about master.
说完这两句话,
after those two sentences,
特别是最后的一句话,
especially the
很有意思的,
very interesting.
因为知道你们也有一位主在天上,
knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
说完了这一句话,
after this,
就引进一个新的题目了,
then it's a new topic was being brought in.
一个什么新的题目呢?
What's a new topic?
上面所说的就是刚才我们说了很多话的所说的那个人和人中间的那个关系的那一个学习,
what it mentioned before was all the lessons between man's relationships.
当人和人中间的关系学好了,
after we have learned about the
relationship,
then what we see next,
教会生活出来了,
and the church life comes out.
教会生活出来了,
then it's the church life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹你注意了,
pay attention brothers and sisters.
第二节那里边就立刻就说了,
verse 2 immediately says,
你们要恒切祷告, 在此警醒感恩, 也要为我们祈求, 求神给我们 开全道的门能以讲基督的奥秘,
continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving, without praying also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ.
那个话题整个转过来了,
and there's this total change of topic.
刚才的那个主题, 的对象好像是人和人的关系,
previously it seems the content was regarding the relationship between men, the social relationship.
现在一转,
now
就转到教会里面去,
it turns into a church.
转到教会的生活里面去了,
it talks about the church life.
那转到生活的教会的生活里头, 头一件事情是什么呢?
So in church life, what's the first thing?
就带我们去碰到教会在地上的那个目的了,
it touches upon the purpose of church on earth.
那教会在地上的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of church being on earth?
我再重复的说说我一再说过的话,
I would like to repeat what I have already mentioned.
很普遍的一个现象,
a very common circumstance,
我们以为教会存在的目的就为了救人,
we would think that the purpose for church to exist is to save people.
所以 如果教会不救人的话呢，教会就不没有存在的意义。
Therefore, if church does not save, then there's no purpose for it to exist.
我常说。
I often say,
教会如果不救人的话，那不是教会。
If a church does not save people, then it is not a church.
但是教会只懂得救人的话，那是一个不完整的教会。
But if a church can only save people, it's not a complete church.
因为神用着教会是要带出救恩。
Because God through church does would like to bring out salvation.
人和神接触的头一个部分是蒙拯救。
The first part of man to touch God is to be saved.
但是人蒙拯救不是神的最后的目的。
But to be saved is not the ending purpose.
我想我们的弟兄姊妹们应该很清楚的。
I think our brothers and sisters should be very clear.
我们读以弗所书的时候，我们很重的题，那有问题的。
As we read Book of Ephesians, we have clearly mentioned.
就是我们读哥罗西书一开头第一章里边呢，也是提到那个问题的。
And also, it mentioned the same thing as we start from chapter 1 of Book of Colossians.
救恩的最终的目的是什么
？The ultimate purpose of salvation is.
乃是神要叫万有在时间到的时候，都在基督里同归于一。
Is that when time comes, God would like everything to be united in one in Christ.
是叫神的荣耀得着显明。
So that God's glory can be manifested.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our
Lord. 现在一转到教会生活里头来。
So as now we turn to church life.
圣灵就对保罗说什么话呢
？What does the Holy Spirit speak through Paul?
教会要同心合一的祷告。
Church should pray together in one mind.
不是只是祷告。
Not only pray.
你要祷告到神的旨意里头去。
You have to pray to be entered into God's will.
我看到很多很多教会的报告。
We have seen many announcements.
我自己也参与过好些教会的那个祷告的聚会。
And also I have attended many prayer meetings.
我里面常常有一个不是很释放的那个感觉。
I often have a feeling that's not so being set free.
因为教会的祷告，摸到教会，摸到神的旨意的不多。
Because in church prayers, they are very rare that it can touch upon the God's will.
有些根本就没有。
Some of them not at all.
就是有的也不多。
And even they have some, but it's very rare.
顶多的是什么呢？
So what's it mostly about?
为我的儿子祷告，他要上大学，选学校。
Pray for my son, he's going to college, and I have to choose which
college. 为我的家人祷告，他或现在患病，很严重。
Pray for my family because someone is very sick.
为着我的婚姻的事情祷告，求主给我预备一个合宜的那个婚姻的对象。
Pray for my marriage. May the Lord arrange someone for me.
弟兄姊妹，我绝对不是说你祷告这些事情就祷告错了。
Brothers and sisters, definitely it's not. I'm not saying that to pray about those are wrong.
我们该好好的为这些事情祷告。
We truly have to pray for those things.
但是一个更重要的事情。
But what's more important?
如果祷告神教会的祷告不祷告到神的旨意里面去，那教会祷告的那一个安排是为了什么目的呢
？If the prayer of the church does not pray into the will of God, then what is the purpose of the arrangement?
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到我们的主说的一件事情很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly what our Lord said.
神在地上做工，他有一个法则。
For God to work among us, there's a principle.
这个法则乃是要找到那些与神同心的人。
And this principle is to find those who can be in one mind with God.
有人在地上与神同心。
When there's someone on the earth can be in one mind with God.
特别他们的同心就在祷告里头带到神的面前去了。
And especially their being one mind can enter into God's will through prayers.
那这样的祷告一到神的面前就带动神。动手要做成他所要做的。
And when this kind of prayer reach God, then God is able to do what He wants to do.
弟兄姊妹，你记得马太福音十八章那里，
我们的主不是很明显地说到一件事吗？
In book of Matthew chapter 18, our Lord says very clearly,
虽然他不是直接说的祷告的事情，是因着别的事情而引到这样的一个教训。
Although he does not mention about prayer directly, he uses something else to point toward prayer.
但是这个教训是把神做工的一个法则带出来的。
But this teaching brings out the principle of God, how God works.
那神做工的法则是什么？
So how does the, what is the principle of God?
神要在地上做一个做他的所要做的工。
God would like to accomplish the work on earth.
但是他自己先不会动手。
But he will not move his hand.
他只是借着圣灵把他这个感觉放在神儿女们的心思里。
But through the Holy Spirit, he puts such feeling into the hearts of his children.
神就在那里等神儿女们的心思上的共鸣。
So then God will wait upon that his children echoes in their heart.
那里是怎么说呢？
So what does it say?
你们知道了，你们在地上是捆绑，但是天上也要捆绑。
So whatever you should bind on earth should be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Whatsoever you should lose on earth should be loosed in heaven.
啊，我们中文圣经把这个先后的次序没有把它说翻译的很准确。
In Chinese translation, it did not translate in the orderly manner.
好像是把人的事情先摆上来，然后就告诉神，神就做工。
It seems that it talks about man first and then God work.
但事实上是刚好那个次序要翻转过来就差不多了。
But it should be the other way around.
神是神在天上要做工。
God would like to do work in heaven.
神就等候地上对神的事情有反应。
Then God waits till someone responds from earth.
但人对神的事情有反应。
So when man responds to God,
神就伸手做工。
Then God starts work.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神是这样做工？
Why does God work this way?
我不记得在科尼教会我有没有提过这个问题。
I'm not sure if I brought this out when back in Kearney.
或者别的弟兄在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通过。
Or maybe other brothers and sisters have shared here.
但是如果我们留意到神在他整个的事情上的安排。
But if we do pay attention to God's arrangement,
你看到神的信实。
You see God's faithfulness.
神在起初造人的时候。
When God first created man.
他一次把地的权柄交给人。
He gave all the authority of earth to man.
你看到神的信实。
And you see God's faithfulness.
神要在地上做事的时候。
When God would like to do His work on earth,
他也要等候人在这个那个事上没有反对。
He also has to wait until man is not against on such issues.
说你读够了提摩太书的时候，你就读到了。
So then, when you read the book of Timothy,
我们虽然失信
，although we are unfaithful,
他仍是信实的。
But he is still faithful.
因为他不能背负他自己。
Because he cannot deny himself.
显明在什么事上呢？
So what does it show up?
这个就是一个很明显的显明。
And this is very obvious manifestation.
神把权柄交给人。
God has given authority to man.
人错了。
And man went wrong.
神可以说你先破坏这个约。
God can say that you already
broke the covenant. 我可以不管那个约是怎么样。
I can also destroy the covenant. 我要做就做。What I can do, what I like to do.
人是可以这样。
Man can do this way.
所以撕破了那个条约。
Just break the contract.
但神不这样。
But God does not do this.
神为了他自己是信实的神。
God, for he is the faithful God.
他一直做了那个事情。
As he has already done that.
他就守那个事情到底。
And he keeps the covenant to the end.
是当神在地上做工的时候呢。
So as God does work on earth.
他借着圣灵，或者借着他的话语。给人知道神要有一些什么动作。
Through the Holy Spirit or through His words to enable man to know what He would like to do.
当人领会着神的心思的时候。
So when man understands God's will.
他们就祷告到神面前去。
And they pray before God.
这一个共鸣一到神的面前。
When this echo comes before the Lord.
神做工的条件就具备。
And then the requirement for God to
work. 神就开始做工。
Then He will start to work.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗这一个指出教会祷告的那一件事情是根据这样的一个事实。
So when Paul points out about the prayer of church is based on this fact.
所以你留意到当时保罗在那里提到，你们叫要要 要恒切祷告，在时警醒感恩感恩。
So Paul says continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
也要为我们祷告。
And also praying
for us. 这个我们是什么？
Who are us?
这个我们是在第一线里面做神做工作的人。
Us, who are those who work in the first line?
为他们祷告什么呢？
So pray for what?
求神给他们口才。
Give them utterance.
求神给他们有力量。
Pray that God gives them strength.
有胆识。
And boldness.
在各种环境的里头不退缩。
And not draw back in all kinds of circumstances.
为了什么呢？
For what?
不是为了自己的好处。
Not for their own benefits.
也不是为了自己的工作成绩的表现。
And not for the result of their own work.
是为了什么呢？
For what?
是为着传明基督的奥秘。
Is to speak the mystery of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这里给我们看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we see one thing here.
教会承担起基督的奥秘的那一个传扬的责任。
For a church to bear the responsibility to spread out the mystery of Christ.
什么是基督的奥秘呢？
So what is the mystery of Christ?
你不能不回到第二章里边神的奥秘。
We cannot but go back to chapter 2, the mystery of God.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of God is Christ.
那这个奥秘是什么呢？
So what is the mystery?
神把他所有的丰盛都放在基督里。
God has put all his fullness in Christ.
然后又把人带进基督里。
And bring man into Christ.
要基督的所有成为我们的所有。
So all that Christ has becomes ours.
这个是神的奥秘。
That is the mystery of God.
那这个奥秘怎么能成就在地上呢？
So how can this mystery be fulfilled
on earth? 那完全是基督所做成的。
And that all be accomplished by Christ.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看见。
Therefore, brother, sister, you see clearly.
教会整个要承担的一个责任，乃是要把基督的奥秘来显明。
So the responsibility of the church is to proclaim the mystery of Christ.
这就是刚才我所说的。
That's what I just mentioned.
传福音是对。
It's right to preach gospel.
但是只有传福音是不完整的。
But it's not complete only to preach gospel.
因为神要的是要造成一个身体。
Because what God wants is to become one body.
所以除了传福音。
Therefore, in addition to preaching gospel.
教会的成长。
The growth of church,
成长到满有基督长成的身量
grow onto the full stature of Christ,
是一个逃不了的责任
is a responsibility that one
我们感谢赞美我们的主
we thank and praise our God.
我们昨天晚上也特别也提到了
Last night we also mentioned,
我们都盼望主快点回来
we all are hoping our Lord comes back
但是多少神的儿女盼望了多久
but
主还没回来
but so many God's children have been hoping for such a long time he hasn't been back yet
如果唱一首我们诗歌本上的诗歌
If we sing a hymn from our hymnary,
啊，那里说到等候主来的时候
，as it talks about waiting for our Lord to
come back, 那里有几句话很有意思
，and very interestingly, the hymn mentions,
主啊，我们已经等候了很久很久
，Lord, it has been such a long time we've been waiting.
你能否就来在今天
？Can you come back just today?
我们都盼望主今天就能来。
We all hope that our Lord comes back
today. 但是肯定主今天不会来。
But definitely he cannot come back.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为教会没长成。
Because the church hasn't grown.
为什么没长成呢
？Why hasn't it grown?
得救的人数还没有填满。
Because the number of people who are saved hasn't been fulfilled yet.
生命的成长差得更远。
And so are so far away from the growth of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们能掌握到这些事情的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as we
你很清楚看到保罗在那里说到，教会祷告恒切，不住的在那里求神，让神做工的人能说明基督的奥秘。
So you see, Paul says that church should always continue in prayer and also seek God so that church can speak out the mystery of Christ.
我们不是常常看到这种现象吗？
Don't we often see this?
当你在那里传福音的时候，
when someone preaching gospel,
你们在信耶稣啊。
You shall believe on Jesus.
信耶稣就可以不知灭亡，反得永生啊。
If you believe on Jesus, you should not perish, but eternal life. Many people heard that.
但是少数人愿意说，哎呀，我要。
But very few people would say, yes, I want it.
但是还有一个更新的现象。
But there are some newer conditions.
就是少数要接受主耶稣基督救恩的人。
For those very few who accept salvation of Christ,
来到神的面前的时候,
when they come before God,
你又就发现一个情况,
then you realize something else.
能继续在神的面前追求成长的,
for those who can continue to seek and grow before the Lord, and a lot of them disappear.
为什么?
Why is that?
基督的奥秘, 许多不认识主的人当然是不知道。
Of course, for those who do not know the Lord, they do not know the mystery of Christ.
就是那些认识主的人也不见得是知道。
Even for those who know the Lord, they might not know.
你不相信你是可以问一些信耶稣的人。
If you do not believe it, you can ask those who believe on Jesus.
你为什么信耶稣呢?
Why do you believe on Jesus?
哎呀，我病了，我祷告了，神医治我的病了。
Because
我就信他了。
Because I become sick and I pray and then God healed me, so I believe unto him.
哎呀，我一个亲属被鬼附了，什么人都搞他不清楚。结果就请了一个信耶稣的人来为他祷告，把鬼赶走了，那我也信了。
One of my relatives was being demon possessed, and therefore I pray, and then the demon was being cast away, so I believed.
在中国农村的教会里边，很多这种光景。
There have been many things happen like this in the
countryside
of China. Is Jesus good?
当然好。
Of course, good.
他给我赶了鬼啊。
He cast out demons.
他治了我的病。
And he healed my illness.
那在城市里边呢？
那 how about in?
我为了要跟那个基督徒结婚呢，我也就信耶稣了。
For because I would like to get married with that Christian, and so therefore I believe on Jesus.
地中海各种各样的光景都有。
All kinds of conditions happen.
但是你问他说，那你为什么信耶稣呢？
Then you ask, but why do you believe on Jesus?
说不清楚。
They cannot speak clearly.
啊，就说那是真正的知道救恩的人，也不见得去知道那个救恩的结局。
Even for those who truly know about Jesus, they might not know the result.
所以保罗在这一个地方是那么严肃的提到。
Therefore, Paul very seriously mentioned.
你看多少题目可以祷告。
There are so many topics we can pray about.
保罗没提。
But Paul did not mention.
保罗就单提这一个。
Paul only mentioned this.
基督的奥秘。
The mystery of Christ.
因为神的奥秘要在基督里头显出来。
Because the mystery of God will show
us. 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这实在是我们在主的面前要求主给我们就更明亮的光照。
This is something that we need the Lord to enlighten us more.
让我们在这地上能作为主做工的那一个依据。
So that we know that on earth can be the base of what our Lord does His work.
没多少时间了。
We do not have a lot of time.
匆忙的来结束底下的事情吧。
So I would like to conclude.
那说完了这一个以后。
After this was
mentioned. 弟兄姊妹，你看到在底下一大堆的话。
Then brothers and sisters, you see a lot of words.
如果你要把它分类的话呢。
If you try to categorize.
就是两种事情。
There are two things.
一个就是。保罗把他自己的光景交通给教会。
One of them is that Paul shared how he is to the meeting.
也把弟兄姊妹们的光景交通给另外的一个地方的弟兄姊妹。
And also share about how those brothers and sisters are to another place.
然后呢？
And then?
你就看到。
You see?
另外一个地方的弟兄姊妹们去问候另一个教会的弟兄姊妹。
For the brothers and sisters in one location greet another brothers and sisters in a different place.
再进一步呢？
And furthermore,
他们不单是停留在那个问候的那种光景。
They do not only stay in the condition of saluting each other.
他们也在属灵的事情上进入交通。
And they also fellowship in spiritual things.
你看到保罗在这里说
Paul says here,
我给你们的信，你们也给老底家弟兄姊妹们来读一读。
You also read this letter which I given you to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea.
你们也要读从老底家来的那个书信。
And you also have to read the letters from Laodicea.
保罗不是在那里发号施令。
Paul are not giving some commandments.
保罗是在那里交通属灵的 那个真理。
He was sharing the truth in spirit.
保罗从来不去干涉别的地方教会的行政。
Paul never gets involved with the other
churches. 你千万不要以为说保罗在这里做教会的头代替基督。
So definitely not think that Paul is trying to replace Christ as the head. So how do you know?
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
多罗西教会不是保罗自己传福音建立的教会。
The church in Colossae is not that Paul himself preached gospel and
established. 对保罗来说，保罗并没有那个主动权在那里。
So Paul did not have any proactive function there.
啊，我们这个很用人的想法来看，我们也了解这一点。
And for our own thinking, we will also understand.
那弟兄说，你读到哥林多书前书后书的时候呢
？So how about when you read first and second book?
你看到这种观点不一样了。
Corinthians, then you will see the
condition different. 哥林多教会是保罗亲手所设立的。
Paul himself has set up the church of in
Corinthians. 那但是哥林多教会的行政他管理不管呢
？But was he get involved with the administration issues of the church in Corinth? He could mention his suggestion but did not get involved. There were many foolish things in the church in Corinth. Paul did not use his authority to say I will penalize
them.
Paul only put truth before them and say that you were wrong. And you shall repent before God.
但是你们听与不听，我不能做任何的决定。
But I will not make any decision whether you listen or not. You can make your own decision.
弟兄姊妹，你看到很明显。
Then you see very clearly.
但是在真理的交通上面。
But how about in fellowship
of truth? 保罗是完全向众教会打开。
Paul is completely open to every church.
所以你也看见众教会对保罗也打开。
Therefore, you see all the churches open to
Paul. 不仅是保众教会对保罗打开。
Not only all the churches are open to Paul.
各处的弟兄姊妹们对彼此不同的各处的地方教会，他们也打开的。
And the brothers and sisters in each local church, they're open to each other.
这是什么？
So why is it?
一个身体。
It's one body.
因为在一个身体里头。
Because it's in one body.
为什么他们能呢？
So why are they able to do that?
因为他们肯接受一个教导。
Because they were willing to accept a teaching.
那个教导就是尊基督为主。
And that teaching is to accept Christ as their Lord.
因为在神的设立的里头。
Because in God's arrangement,
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of church.
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the leader of the church.
除了基督
，besides Christ，
没有别的选择。
There's no other option.
除了基督
，besides Christ，
没有别的内容。
There's no other content.
除了基督
，besides Christ，
没有别的目标。
And there's no other goal.
这是当时教会在神面前蒙恩的那一个很清楚的事实。
And that was a fact back then for the church to receive blessing from God.
但是一个很有意思的是
But very interesting,
如果现在你到中东去
if you go to Middle East now,
你看到当时是圣经里边所提到的几处的地方
if you see those places the Bible have mentioned,
以弗所教会没有了
there is no longer church in Ephesus,
老底沙教会没有了
no longer Laodicean church,
哥罗西教会当然是没有了，因为那里现在完全是一个废墟。
Of course, there's no longer of church in Colossae because it's all a desolate place.
老底嘉，我们明白，哎呀，因为他们把主撵到教会的外头去，所以他没有。
For the church in Laodicea, of course, we understand because they cast our Lord outside of church, so they are no longer existing.
但是你说以弗所教会都没有。
So how about not even the church of Ephesus?
是被主带到很高的地步的。
And the church in Ephesus has been brought to a very high point by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到了启示录第一封书信的时候，你就知道了。
Then brothers and sisters, when you see the first book of Revelation, first letter of book of Revelation, 以弗所
曾经有个很蒙福的那个时刻。
The church in Ephesus have been very blessed before.
那是因着离开主。
But because they left the Lord.
用别样事情去代替主。
And they replaced something else with the Lord.
更严肃的一点。
And very more
seriously. 用主的工作去代替主。
They have used the work of the Lord.
这个真的是要动我们的脑筋的。
Truly, we have to think about it.
用别样去代替主。
To replace
the
Lord with something else.
当然他错了。
If they replace up the Lord with something else, of course it's wrong.
代替主。
But to replace Lord's word with the Lord,
那还能错得了吗？
How could it be wrong?
主就给他们一个责备。
But Lord, rebuke them.
主的工作你们是在那里做。
They did Lord's work.
但是你们对主的爱已经没有。
But they have left their first love for the Lord. 老底
下叫教会更不用说了。
And not even mention about the church in Laodicea.
弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
So pay attention, brothers and
sisters. 哥罗西教会。哥罗西书了里头
In Book of Colossians,
神把基督是教会的头这个事实很清楚的交通给众教会
God has clearly fellowshipped the fact that Christ is the head to all the churches
乃是让神的众教会知道怎么跟随主
is to let all the churches of God to know how to follow the Lord
怎么在主的路上继续的往前去
How to continue on the path of following the Lord
去的合乎神的心意
And to the point that according to
God's heart 这样他们就在神的面前不单是个人蒙恩
So then there are not only received blessing individually before God
神的旨意在他们身上也给带到成全
And God's will on them can be fulfilled
但是他们没有坚持下去
But they did not continue to go that way.
说神并不是说历史悠久，历史悠久也得要躺下。
So therefore, even if it's been a long time, but they still have to be laid down.
就让现在你看地上许许多多在神面前蒙福的神的儿女，都不在这几个地方。
Even you see, actually you see that now for many children who are being blessed by God are not from those places.
叫我们不能不想象得到主所说的那个话。
So we must think about the words Lord mentioned.
你们若不悔改，我就要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
If you do not repent, I will remove your lampstand.
这是很严肃的事。
This is very serious.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然。主今天让我们能读到哥罗西书。
Of course, today the Lord let us read Book of Colossians.
那对我们是一个恩典。
It's a grace for us.
是一个保护。
It's a protection for us.
是一个吸引。
And it's a something to draw us.
当然，那是一个更准确的指导。
And of course, we have to know even more clearly.
当然，我们在主还没有来到，而快要来到以前。
Pray that as our Lord hasn't come back, but He will come back very soon.
我们能回到神的话的里头，看到主要我们走的路。
We can return to God's words and see the way that He would like
us to walk. 那就不要管现在世界那个气候是怎样变化。
And not concerned about how the circumstances in the world.
宗教的气氛是怎样的混乱。
And how messy is the religious world.
我们认定一件事。
But we just set our hearts in one thing.
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is our everything.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
我想我的交通一定要停在这里。
I think I must stop here for now.
我们祷告一下。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们继续在你面前仰望你。
Lord, we continue to look upon you.
你要上教会说的话是说的那么的明确。
It is so clear that what you would like to speak to us.
我们求你给我们有一个明亮的心来对着你向我们所说的。
Pray that you give us a heart that we can truly to word what you said.
人所能发表的是何等的有限。
What man can say is so limited.
也许甚至是不够完全表达你的意思。
Or even not completely express your will.
但愿我们的主借着圣灵的运行，把我们常放在你话语的光中。
Pray that through the working of the Holy Spirit, you put us in the light of your words.
让我们能按照你的心意来。行完你要我们走的路程。
So according to your will, we can accomplish the way that you would like us to
walk. 我们承认我们是有短缺的。
Truly, we confess that we fall short.
但是我们深信你的荣耀和丰富可以补满我们一切的缺欠。
But we believe that your glory and fullness can fill what's lacking in us.
因此求主叫我们的眼睛常常停留在你自己的身上。
Therefore, pray that you enable our eyes always focus upon you.
让我们都成为你丰盛的怜悯流出的出口。
So that we can become the channel of your fullness of your mercies.
叫荣耀归给你。
And we give all the glory unto you.
感谢爱戴归给你。
We give all the honor and blessing unto you.
属天的祝福显在我们的中间。
And let the heavenly blessing manifest among us.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look upon you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.